I've always suspected he was like he had a fart fog around him at all times. Yeah. That's what I imagine. Like,
well, apparently he just stinks. I mean, yeah. He smells like old piss and shit probably all the time. Well, and hairspray.
Seriously, I don't know if you're being serious, Peter, but I have heard those reports that he has a foul odor.
I believe it.
No, I'm totally serious. This totally happened. We talk about things we don't believe with our eyes. Believe this. It happened.
It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down directly on your asshole. It's like you're not gaping open like on a toilet seat.
Gaping open.
Let's just say Fatty's name now, because there's no way that what Wes just said is not going to go on Fatty's show.
There you go.
Wow. See you on the opening of the Big Fatty Show.
I'm Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down.
I'm Big Fatty. Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4789 of EFO for Wednesday the 17th of June 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I may be saying farewell to Miss Gail King, Big Fatty.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a summertime good morning to you.
Good morning.
Catcher Uppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Catcher Uppers, because y'all, I'm going to catch up on several things that have been on my list here for a while, to include finishing answering the turnip heads' questions. And y'all, speaking of the turnip head, wishing us good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was Moose P and Gary Bearden and the turnip head.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, we're continuing our Ask Big Fatty questions from the turnip head. You know, he was asking a lot of questions about ruination in the early years, and y'all, his final question was, maybe this is the biggest question. After revisiting these weeks through this strange new format, what do you think the archive preserves that a transcript alone never could? What do you think the archive preserves that a transcript alone never could? I don't understand that. Well, I think it preserves... anyway, I assume that you're saying, what do Gail and King read into what Big Fatty is saying? And it probably preserves the fact that Big Fatty's batshit crazy. Yes, Big Fatty, I agree. He says, no pressure to answer all of that, of course. I'm not looking for homework. I'm just very interested in what this experiment has revealed to you beyond the obvious comedy of it. From the outside, it feels like RTEY is accidentally showing how much of queer community history lives in tone, repetition, in-jokes, nicknames, and shared memory. The stuff that was never fully contained in the words. Well, I think that's a nice way to put it, turnip head. And I appreciate all those questions. Yes, Big Fatty!
He's
got voice letters galore and ask Big Fatty. Gentlemen call the Leaports, oh how natty. Train wrecks and natterfests, a delightful mix. Listeners tuning in for their daily kicks. He Big Fatty, Ludge and we hail. From Fat Acres he broadcast as setting sail. Gas reports, shopping tales, and sports ball news. His laughter contagious, chasing away the blues.
Oh, Big Fatty, taking away the blues. Well, Big Fatty is a little blue, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you, I cut Miss Gail King's show off today because a couple of things that have happened this week. I can see the writing on the wall. They are auditioning that Elizabeth Hasselbeck. You know, she's on this little show, she's most famous for this.
Hey, Archer, this is Elizabeth Hasselbeck from ABC's The View. Just wanted to say hello.
Now, y'all, there's a story behind that. Chef Mark, who lives in the New York City, y'all, he saw Elizabeth Hasselbeck on the street, and he knew that Archer absolutely detested Elizabeth Hasselbeck, so he got her to say hello to Archer. So, you know, that brings a smile to my face. But, y'all, I'm telling you, they are going to make her the replacement for that Tony DeCoppola. They've been auditioning other folks. And, y'all, I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to do. And if that happens... Miss Gail King, sayonara. But y'all, the other thing, the weatherman on there, Rob Marciano, y'all, he was talking this morning about weather that was moving into the body of water that is around the bottom of the south side of Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and Florida. And y'all, he says, oh, this is going to be moving and probably moving into the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America. Now, y'all, you don't just say that. You've been told to say that. And anyway, I hope they prove me wrong, but y'all, we're just gonna be saying goodbye for the summer, or Big Fatty goodbye for good, y'all. And the CBS Mornings is not doing well in the ratings, regardless. And I can't imagine that bringing her on would improve it at all. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. I'm not trying to be political. It's just it's put a bad taste in my mouth. Let's just put it that way. And let's go back to yesterday, because y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, talked to the NIP on the cellular telephoning device a little bit, and y'all, he went out, and y'all, he had a spell. He had a spell and got all lightheaded and everything, but all is well. but you know, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, the old people, you know, they can't handle the heat. That's it. And what was I saying now? I had some more of that buffalo chicken dip and radish cowans for my supper, and then y'all, that's more of that buffalo chicken dip and radish cowans that I had for my lunch. Let's see, what was I saying? Y'all, I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then after that, The Wheel was on, and I watched that, and I watched the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I turned the TV machine off because the Atlanta Braves weren't playing on Monday night. And y'all, I picked up the National Geographic. That reminds me. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the National Geographic on Monday, I guess. Was it Monday? Yeah, I guess it was Monday because I'm recording this on Tuesday, that said, we have automatically renewed your subscription for $97. And y'all, I specifically, when the latest edition came, I specifically looked at when the renewal date was. And y'all, it's not till August. And and I had decided that I was not going to renew it. I think Mr. Cackle also canceled his subscription to the National Geographic. But anyway, so y'all, I called him up. I didn't have to put on the orange hat, but y'all had a nice lady that helped me. I said, you know, and I explained to her, my subscription doesn't expire until August, and y'all are going ahead and renewing it in June? I said, I was not going to renew it, and So I want to see about getting that charge reversed. And y'all, she was very kind. She took care of it. And y'all, then I said, you know what? There's probably something in my subscription that says auto renew. So y'all, I just went in to the www and I just canceled the subscription there too. And y'all, the only thing I didn't do, and I should have done, was taking out my charger plate information from the website. But anyway, so I read my last issue of the National Geographic. Y'all, all the other ones, y'all, I gave them to that Tommy when he was here a couple of weeks ago. He was interested in looking at those, so I said, sure, you can have them. Y'all, speaking of getting your money back, y'all, I have just been notified that my iRobot rebate has been credited to my American Express charger plate, and so y'all, I'm just tickled pink. Tickled pink with that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Tickled green is not good, but pink? Oh, yes. Anyway, so y'all, my former coal miner neighbor, he stopped by. He was out on his he likes to go on the evening rides on the BC Clayton. Y'all, that's Mexican for bicicleta. And he stopped by. He was here about 45 minutes, and I hadn't seen him in a while. He started a new job about a month ago, I think. And so I was finding out how that was going and everything. And so it was fine. We had a nice little visit, and y'all, then I crawled into the chamber, and y'all slept like a baby. But y'all, the past couple of nights, I've been waking up about 10 minutes to 6 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it's odd, and I don't like it. It is what it is. Oh, the other thing is, you know, my neighbor put in the new outlet with the outdoor weatherproof socket, and y'all, so I was trying to see what was causing y'all, it's the lights in the little trees that I have out there. Well, Big Fatty, one of them's dead. Well, that's true. So y'all, I've just unplugged those. Everything seems to be working just fine now. But anyway, got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had my brufkus. What did I have? Oh, I had taken a loaf of that brown bread they bring you at the Outback. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Did you get your car washed while you were there? No. I brought that, and y'all, it makes good toast. So I had that and slathered in that good Kerrygold butter. And then I... y'all, I started doing my nipple walking and catching up on some little shows. And then I was off. I was off to senior size class. Did that. Y'all, it was so nice to see everybody again. Y'all, we had a good crowd today, a couple of new people. And then came back here to the villa, finished up the buffalo chicken dip with the radish cowans, and then y'all watch The Price is Right, and now y'all Hortensia. Hortensia is due here in minutes, I tell you, from now. So I tried to get the little show in before she got here, and y'all, while she's here, I'm going to run over to the Sam's Club check a few things out over there, and then I'll come back, get my shirt, and head over to Shady Pines for supper, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! See, y'all, I got a postcard. Y'all, I've had it a couple of days here, and I've just forgotten about it. Y'all, it's from Peter Potamus, you know, Epilouie. And he says, he says, happy pride. Y'all, then on the other side, it's, y'all, it's a picture. And it's a picture, it looks like the, kind of like an evil porcelain Dalmatian with some kind of a blue ribbon around its neck. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a harness of some sort. And it says, what kind of pet does he have? And it's a drawing of some kind of man. It's just, you know, it's more than a stick figure, but not much. And it's got something written on his shirt that I can't read, and it says 58. So, y'all, I'm not quite sure what all that means, but, you know, I guess, you know, if it's maybe it's the modern day, it's the horror ceramic Dalmatian, or, you know, yes, Big Fatty, we know. And, but y'all, I'll put a picture up on the BFO at noon today. So y'all, you can go over there and see if you can figure out the riddle too. And except maybe the stick figure was going to Pride with his pup. You know, he's a handler, and he's got his pup all dressed up to go out. I don't know what it is, but you go check it out over there at the BFO at noon today. And oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty, it's hump day. Yes, and anyway, I'll be back tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm still working. Oh, well, I'm not going to... No, I'm not going to tease it yet. I'm going to wait till... maybe wait till next week. But y'all, all I got to say is big doings. We got big doings coming up in the seventh month of this year. So more on that a little bit later. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the lot. So, you know, the life on the short list. And Dr. Stone, when you are thinking of Big Fatty, what do you immediately think of?
It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, it's the older you get, the easier it is to do that. You'll find out soon.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.